Welcome into Three and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. This week's show going to be a little bit different since we're coming off a bye. No highlights to speak of last week, but we are going to hit the three big topics going into this week, and we're going to look ahead at that Giants game on Sunday, so let's get right to it.
Play fake. Throw on the flat. That's Virgil Green who gathers in at the two and waltzes into the end zone. And for Trevor Siemian, that's his third, make it fourth, touchdown pass of the game.
Time now for first down. This is usually where we cover a highlight, but since we're coming off a bye week, we're going to get to another big topic. Eric DeLalla joins me now. We're actually going to talk about the highlight of your bye week in a second, but first, about Trevor Siemian. We have seen this first quarter of the season, his maturation, the growth. What did you see from Trevor through those first four games?
Yeah, I think, Matt, what you see is Trevor taking that next step. Last year, threw for 3,400 yards, 18 touchdowns, 10 picks, 59% completion percentage. He's on pace to break all of that. He's on pace for 28 touchdowns, which last year would have been good for seventh in the league. He's making big throws. I mean, we've seen comeback routes. We've seen down-the-field shots. I think overall his game is improving. He said he wants to work on situational awareness, so we should continue to see that evolve. And if he's able to do that and make these big throws, the Broncos are going to be pretty hard to beat.
He didn't have a highlight on the field this past week for the bye week. He did have a highlight, though, back in Evanston, Illinois. Your alma mater and his, Northwestern, you got to go back with him. It's going to be a piece up on our website this week, so make sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com for that. However, what did you see on your trip when you went back with Trevor last weekend?
Yeah, pretty cool deal, obviously. He went there, left, and came here for the 2015 season. They went back, spoke to the team before their big game against Penn State for homecoming. The game didn't go that well, but his speech was good. He went out to midfield for the coin toss. He was able to kind of relive some of his college days. And we got some pretty good access, so we'll have videos, we'll have a photo gallery, we'll have a long-form article on what that trip was like. And I think you'll enjoy kind of getting to see a different side of Trevor Siemian than you've been able to see here in the facility.
Faces a five-man pressure. Cook now trying to run. He's hit from behind. He fumbles the football, and I think Denver's got it.
Second down now with Ben Swanson. And Ben, second down always, taking a look at the big topic of the week. No game last week, but we did get a lot of injury news on Monday. Paxton Lynch going to be back later this week. Jake Butt coming back next week, as well as Shane Ray. So a lot on the injury front. What stood out to you as far as those three guys?
Well, if you'll recall, Shane Ray has missed a lot of time since tearing a ligament in his left wrist in training camp, but he'll be back to work on Monday. It seems like that's almost set in stone, him and Butt, who of course has been rehabbing from a torn ACL last December when he was with Michigan. So he hasn't been able to participate in really much at all except for mental reps as he continues to, you know, build up the strength in his leg. And of course, Paxton missed a lot of time since having a shoulder injury against Green Bay in the preseason. We're still weeks out from, you know, the first guy, Shane, you know, being able to come back from injured reserve and then being designated able to return. And then Jake Butt is, of course, on NFI. Paxton Lynch still on the active roster. But yeah, so things are moving, progressing for each of those guys in ways that really have to be heartening if you're a Broncos fan looking to get a team back at full strength.
You touched on it a little bit. How does that affect the roster as it's composed now? Because you mentioned Jake Butt's on NFI, Shane Ray on IR. How do those pieces have to factor into the way the Broncos roster will look down the stretch?
Well, sure. I mean, for one guy, for Paxton, it's not going to change it because he's already on the active roster. However, for these other guys, they're going to have to go back onto the 53-man. It's already at 53. They're not factoring into that right now. So you have to really make some tough decisions. You have to look at your positions of depth. You know, some positions like running back, you might need all those guys at a later point, but you have to really look at those positions because the Broncos are a very deep team, a lot of talent from top to bottom. So for John Elway and the coaching staff and the front office staff, these are going to be difficult decisions, but you have to make room for these guys with the talent that they bring to this team.
Definitely some tough decisions to come, but we heard earlier this week, Shane Ray and Jake Butt, definitely glad to be back soon.
To prepare how I did this offseason and come in and perform at the level that I was and to get hurt the second, third day of training camp, it's been tough. You know, I can't tell you how much more hungry it's made me to get out on the field and actually start making plays.
I want to make this team. I don't want to be handed a spot. I want to earn this and make this team. And I've been having to do that off to the side, you know, without the coaches really being able to coach me or You know, outside of meetings and everything. That's been the hardest part.
Third down now, Phil Milani joins me. And Phil, we saw this past week in the Giants hit a string of bad luck like we haven't seen before. Brandon Marshall goes down, Odell Beckham, Dwayne Harris. What does that mean when you see all those guys down? If you're the Broncos, how does that affect the game plan?
God, what a crazy situation. I mean, when's the last time you heard three guys go down all in the same game? Bad timing for the Giants as they're going up against one of the best secondaries in the entire NFL. Tough for Eli Manning, but I don't think that's going to change anything from the Broncos' perspective. They still got to bring it on Sunday night, knowing that, hey, when you have Eli Manning back there, he can make things happen. Yeah, the Giants might be winless, but their last three games have been pretty close.
When you look at that three-game road stretch after the Giants game, how important does this Giants game become? Because the Broncos, from here on out, a very tough schedule. You know,
I asked John Elway that this week, and he said, hey, we got to play to our standards. We can't play down to the Giants and overlook them, knowing that that three-game stretch is ahead. It just means it's more crucial. You got to win your home games. You can't play maybe what some people might think is down to your opponent. You got to bring it on Sunday night. The entire country will be watching Sunday night football. You got to bring it knowing that, hey, we're going to have one of our hardest stretches of the entire season after this.
It's a good football team. It's a playoff football team from last season. It's a Hall of Fame type of quarterback. Defensively, they've got, you know, three corners. They've got two rushers. So trap game, I don't see it that way. You know, our team, you know, won't see it that way.
That'll do it for Three and Out. Special thanks to Austin Brink and Aaron Gunning behind the camera, as well as Phil Milani, Eric Dalala, and Ben Swanson. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. Thank you so much for joining us on Three and Out.